Welcome to Mac Comedy, the show about Bobby J, a little guy that bought a Macintosh computer and might just never be going back to the Windows OS again. Without any further ado, here's Bobby J.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mac Convo. This is Bobby J, and I'm kind of excited. You may be able to tell in my voice, because this week we've met a lot of great news for us Mac Converts out there. Excuse me. Mainly, this week is the week of the Worldwide Developers Conference for Apple. And if you haven't already, I would suggest going to apple.com, and right on the main page, you'll see a lot of new announcements. But in the lower left-hand corner, you can watch the keynote speech by Steve Jobs and amongst some other folks there at Apple. Well, let's get into it and talk a little bit about what they announced, and I'd like to hear your feedback, you know, so maybe on the next show we can talk about it. First of all, they started off the keynote by introducing the new Pro Macintosh computer, the Mac Pro, and I tell you what, it's one of those things that if I had an additional $5,000 laying around, I'd probably pick me up a Mac Pro and you know, one of those 30-inch cinema displays, and I'd probably be right there. Even though I'm not a pro right now, I'm just a Mac novice. I tell you what, you can't deny the power of those machines. Dual core processors, so four processors basically on this machine. The Intel Xeon or Woodcrest processors is what they're using. They showed the specs of their kind of, you know, landmark or hallmark configuration. It's got two of the 2.67, I believe, dual core Xeons, and 250 gigabyte the hard drive space, a gig of RAM. I mean, this thing is just a monster. Also, the design, they kept the outside design of the machine very similar to the Power Mac G5s, but they were able to just totally gain back some room inside the case. They have room for up to, gosh, 2 terabytes of space, I think they said, up to 400 or 500 gigabyte hard drives, and they're just snapping drives, up to 16 gigabytes of RAM. I mean, I can't even comprehend what you could possibly do with 16 gigabytes of RAM. You could probably, you know, render real-time women or something. I don't know, but geez, I mean, it's just incredible, the possibilities there. So I kind of spec'd out a dream machine, you know, and with the dual cinema displays and 16 gigs of RAM and all that, that was well over $10,000. So I guess I better stay away from the Apple Store for a while, at least until I become rich. Although it won't be from doing podcasts, it'll probably be from the black market or something. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, they introduced a lot of new things. The Mac Pro being one of the big announcements for the pros. Unfortunately, right now I'm not at a place where that can mean anything. It's nice to drool over, but that's about it. Also, they introduced some features that are going to be in the Mac OS X 10.5 or Leopard, and they talked about 10 features, although Steve Jobs also alluded to some possible top secret things. Some people speculate that may be being able to run Windows applications natively without having to dual boot. I don't know, but anything that it could be. I mean, if it's top secret and they don't want their competitors to see, it can only be good for us Macintosh users. And the things they did show us were very, very exciting. One of the things that I thought was exciting was the idea of a time machine. You basically press this button, and using all of Apple's cool eye candy, it stacks up a vertical or a timeline basically in space where you've got your older windows stacked behind you and they kind of go off into infinity into like a black hole, and you're able to basically fly backwards in time, you know, to your folders in their various states, you know, and automatically you'll be able to find older copies of files and things you're working on. And I just thought this was incredible. I mean, how many times have I been sitting there and I'm thinking, gosh, I knew this file was in this folder 3 weeks ago when I looked, but since then something's happened to it. Well, now with Time Machine, you can go back to that 3 week point, restore the file, and you're good to go. I mean, also, you know, you click save instead of save as. You want to save a different iteration of a file you're working on instead of overwriting the existing file. Boy, you can't really do that in any other operating system. Now with Time Machine, you're going to be able to revert to the point just before you click the save button. I mean, this is incredible. What it also means is that probably it's going to take a lot of hard drive space, which means possibly not the greatest solution for the portable Mac, which I have, the MacBook, unless I increase. I've got the base level, so I've only got the 60 gig drive. I might have to opt for a 100 gig drive, or maybe even some external storage to make use of that. But it's not something I have to worry about right now. Basically, Leopard, it will be announced or released next spring. They did release the developers. Version so we can they can start making some cool applications to be released simultaneously with the OS. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll see some previews of some of those hidden features sooner than then. I'm not sure. I was kind of disappointed that they didn't that there were no more showstoppers. They didn't announce any new iPods. They didn't announce anything. Now, for me personally, a new interface for the iPod, a new way to control it or something wouldn't be enough. Granted, I've been looking at the iPods, you know, as a viable alternative to my current MP3 player, but I've got an MP3 player and I have a pocket PC. Now, my pocket PC, I can play full DivX movies. My MP3 player has cross-fading playback and playlists and has the exact same interface as like a Winamp. So for me to go to iPod, kind of lose some of the quality and the abilities that I have in the Pocket PC is not very, you know, it's not something that I was looking at. But some of the rumors that had surfaced about a potential iPhone or a iPhone PDA iPod combination, where basically we'd have one machine to do everything, one device or a little gizmo, that was attractive to me, and I was sort of sad. Albeit, I knew that the pictures that surfaced of this iPhone, you know, were bogus. I knew this, but it still was kind of sad that there wasn't an announcement on that front. I have seen a lot of the real documentation about Apple's patents on certain controlling devices and ways to interface with the Mac, including touch screens and things of that nature and touch-free operation. But nothing came about at WWDC, Worldwide Developer Conference. So I was sad about that a little bit. But overall, very excited. The key, if you watch the keynote, it's about an hour and a half. I told you one feature of Leopard, but there's a whole lot of new features to Leopard. iChat, they've enhanced iChat so you can now use the photo booth effects. I actually thought that would be great to use photo booth effects with the live camera in iChat or iMovie. It looks like they're going to integrate that into the new Leopard. Also with iChat, they did something brand new where you're able to put yourself under any background and that's just incredible. Basically, you step out of the frame, your computer memorizes what your wall looks like, and it's able to, when you step back into the frame, replace that wall with any image, moving image, picture. So you can, I mean, it's really cool. It's not professional quality, like green screening type effects by any stretch of the imagination. There's a little white halo around you, but I tell you what, it's a fun effect. Mac is going to be winning the people that like to have fun with their PC and their computers. You know, I thought that photo booth was like the stupidest thing in the world when I first got the Mac. I'm like, I'm never going to use that. But I find that with my kids and my relatives, when I'm showing them the Mac, that's what they gravitate towards, is the photo booth, making themselves have goofy looking faces and stuff like that. In fact, I may post a couple pictures, right here, of myself and family members. Here's one. Okay. There's another one. Okay, so you can see that we have a lot of fun, you know, with the photo booth. And it's just something that Macintosh put in there with the enhancements to iChat we're going to see in 10.5. I tell you what, they've got the fun market cornered on what you can do with your PC, because this stuff is just really, really fun. Enhancements to iChat, enhancements to Spotlight was something that they showed. Gosh, I know I'm forgetting a whole bunch of them, but the iChat, the Time Machine, those things were really attractive to me. They also introduced Core Animation. Now, if you're a developer, you know about Core Audio, Core Video, that sort of thing, and the ability to create applications that interface with those core technologies of the OS. Well, they announced Core Animation, which basically streamlines development of animation way down by including a whole bunch of effects automatically within the Mac OS. So that's great. 64-bit support in the newest OS, and they alluded to it. I don't know how they can really do this, but they alluded to the ability for developers to code, you know, a single application, and that it would work natively 64-bit or 32-bit, and the frameworks are kind of interchangeable. So I don't know. I don't really understand how that works, but I tell you what, leave it to Apple to create something where developers, you know, do less work and they have more portable applications. That's just wonderful. All sorts of interesting additions to Mail. They showed stationery and post-its that you can actually make to-dos and have a to-do service kind of in the background that all your other applications can make use of. The stationery is pretty cool. If you're familiar with iWeb, basically they took the same idea, the HTML templates of iWeb, and they put it inside Mail, so you can send HTML mails that are really high art quality, you know, the cool looking templates and things like that. Very, very similar to what iWeb offers. Now, what that's eventually going to mean is that on the other end, they're just going to have a really large mail file, because it's all, you know, got all these graphics and stuff all over it. So if you're somebody that's just emailing, you're a message person and you're not a pictorial or an art person, it may not you know, appeal to you very much, but very neat. I think just very neat, you know, the integration of the to-dos into Mail, and it automatically, you can make a to-do from basically anything you have in Mail, an email message. You can make your own notes right in Mail. You don't have to access the stickies or whatever. You can just do it right within Mail, and then you can click a line and highlight it, make that a to-do. So you write, hey, I have to work, or I have to plan the soccer mom's party or whatever. I don't do that, but you plan the soccer mom's party, and then you write down, you know, I have to get punch, and I have to get this, and I have to get that. Well, you can actually make those each separate line into a little task or a to-do. So kind of some neat stuff that they showed. Just, you know, great features. I know I'm forgetting a ton, but unfortunately I'm at my work right now and I don't have access to the internet or my notes, so I'm kind of doing this off the cuff. Didn't receive any emails this past week, I'm sad to say. I thought that you guys would, I threw down the gauntlet, you know, basically said, record yourself an audio file of telling me how bad the Mac Convert sucks. And I'm going to guess now from being quiet that you don't think it sucks. You actually like the Mac Convert, or nobody's listening. So either way, whatever. But I think I had like 3 downloads. No, I didn't look. I didn't look. I really didn't. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was like me at home and me at work and, you know, me on my Windows computer that was downloading this, and that's all. Whatever. If you're listening, drop me a line, even if it's to say, you know, I'm listening, but you suck or you're good or whatever. I don't care. But I guess that's a show I just wanted to share with you some of the things that excited me, Bobby J, the Mac Convert. If you want to email the show, email Will, W-I-L-L, at macconvert.us or Will at macconvert.us. It's the same thing. I'm just stressing different letters and different syllables and things. So hopefully you guys will send me a letter and we can talk about it the next time. Sorry it's been so long. It shouldn't be nearly a week before the next time we speak. So thanks and God bless.
Don't forget to subscribe to Mac Convert with iTunes or go to macconvert.us.